I'm Bob Doty with the VOA Special English Education Report. Blogs are being used more and more by teachers. Many internet services now offer free and easy ways to create personal web pages. Through comments on blogs or weblogs, teachers can share their classroom experiences. They can exchange ideas, or they can just sympathize with each other. A teacher in the American state of North Carolina recently wrote on her blog, "Apparently the teachers at my school use too much paper. So my principal yelled at everyone at the last staff meeting for like 10 minutes. Now I've just been told we are not getting any more paper for the rest of the year." This unidentified blogger is in her third year of teaching, but still calls her site firstyearteacher.blogspot.com. Chris Lehman is principal of the Science Leadership Academy in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. His blog is practicaltheory.org. On a recent day, Mr. Lehman wrote about a project he had just learned about. The aim is to put a human face on the scientists who furthered the knowledge of chemistry. Mr. Lehman noted that there is a lot of talk now about teaching as storytelling. He wonders if this is moving into the idea of telling the story of science. What would it do for students to learn about the people involved in these discoveries, he wrote in his blog. Does it make a difference if we see these facts as discovered? If we see science as ever evolving, does it help us to help our kids see their own role as scientists themselves? A blogger who calls himself Mr. Lawrence works as a substitute teacher. In April, he wrote about a disputed plan to split the Omaha, Nebraska public schools into three separate systems divided along racial and ethnic lines. Supporters argued that it would give minority parents more power over their children's education. But Mr. Lawrence wrote at teachersparadise.blogspot.com, "I'm afraid that what this says to a lot of people is that blacks, whites, and Hispanics are not equal, and reinforces racist beliefs among people." Educators did not become involved with blogging right away. Many were concerned with privacy issues and security. But now, thousands of teacher blogs can be found on the internet. Many teachers do not identify themselves, and they change the names of students and co-workers. This VOA Special English Education Report was written by Brianna Blake. I'm Bob Doty.